Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we hear some Grammy Award-winning music, answer a question about the government's space agency, and report about some Winter Olympic athletes. The Winter Olympic Games are being played in Turin, Italy until February 26. About 2,600 athletes from more than 80 countries are taking part. More than 200 American athletes are competing in the Winter Games. Barbara Klein tells us about three of them.
American figure skater Emily Hughes will be competing in her first Winter Olympic Games. But she almost missed the Olympics completely. Emily Hughes finished third at the United States National Figure Skating Championship last month. The three top women skaters at that competition usually represent the United States at the Olympics. But figure skating champion Michelle Kwan was injured and did not compete in the United States Nationals. She asked the United States Olympic Committee to permit her to compete in Turin. The officials agreed. But last Sunday, Michelle Kwan withdrew from the games because of another injury. So, Emily Hughes will get her chance at the Winter Olympics. Emily Hughes is 17 years old. Her older sister, Sarah, won the figure skating competition at the Winter Olympics 4 years ago in Salt Lake City, Utah. Another American athlete at the Winter Games is World Cup ski champion Bodie Miller. He won 2 second-place silver medals at the last Winter Games 4 years ago. The media have called Bodie Miller a rebel. Last month, he said on a television show that he competed in a ski race after drinking too much alcohol the night before. Miller does not travel or stay with the other members of the United States ski team. He travels and lives in his own motor home. Some experts have called him the best and most exciting ski racer in the world. But so far, he has disappointed his fans by failing to win a medal in 2 ski events this week. He competes again next week. A third American athlete at the Olympics has an unusual nickname, the Flying Tomato. He is 19-year-old Sean White. His nickname is the result of having long red hair and being able to fly on a board over the snow. On Sunday, he won the first-place gold medal in the men's half-pipe snowboarding event. Sean White had already won the superpipe competition at the Winter X Games last month. He told reporters in Turin that that X Games was great, but winning at the Olympics was special because it involves the whole world.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Nairobi, Kenya. Ezekiel Owino asks about the United States government agency known as NASA. NASA is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It has many jobs involving flight. NASA's aeronautics teams work to improve aircraft travel, but it is best known as the agency that plans, supervises and organizes the exploration of space. Thousands of scientists, engineers, and others work for NASA at 10 major centers throughout the country. These include the John F. Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the Lyndon Johnson Space Center in Texas, and the Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland. NASA headquarters is in Washington, D.C. NASA began in 1958. Its first big program was Project Mercury. That was an effort to learn if humans could survive in space. Next came Project Gemini, which used spacecraft big enough for only 2 astronauts. Later, Project Apollo aimed to explore the moon. The flight of Apollo 11 put the first humans on the moon in 1969. Since the 1980s, NASA has flown space shuttles. Astronauts from the United States and other nations have used these to do research and to build the International Space Station. NASA also has launched a number of important scientific spacecraft, such as Pioneer, Voyager, and Cassini. They have explored the planets and other areas of the solar system. NASA has sent several spacecraft to investigate the planet Mars. And the Hubble Space Telescope has helped scientists discover much new information about the universe. NASA says its jobs are to explore, discover, and seek to understand. It says its goal is to answer these questions. What is out there in space? How do we get there? What will we find? And what can we learn that will make life better here on Earth?
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke.
Tell me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke.
I got on
me. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences presented its yearly Grammy Awards last Wednesday, February 8th. Faith Lapidus tells us about the awards and plays some of the winning songs.
The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences was organized by recording artists, songwriters, and technicians. Its highest award recognizes excellent recordings and the people who make them. The award is called the Grammy. The Grammy is a small statue that is shaped like the early record player called a gramophone. The word Grammy is a short way of saying gramophone. Members of the Academy vote to choose the best recordings of the year. The Irish rock band U2 won the Grammy for writing the best song of the year. The song also won the award for best performance by a rock vocal duo or group. It is called Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own.
You think you've got the stuff. You're telling me and anyone you're hard enough. To put up a fight, you don't have to always be right. Let me take some of the punches for you tonight.
Shoes also won 3 other Grammys this year. It won Best Rock Album and Album of the Year for How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. And it won Best Rock Song for City of Blinding Lights.
More you see, the less you know. The less you find out as you go. I knew much more then than I do now. Neon hearts, they go high. City lit by fireflies. They're advertising in the sky for people like us. And I miss you when you're around. I'm getting ready to leave my life.
Grammy Award for Record of the Year went to the group Green Day. We leave you now with Green Day's award-winning song, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps, and I'm the only one, and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's fading. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me. Till then I walk alone.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was the producer, and our engineer was Daryl Smith. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.